You're listening to Agriculture Today. It's our pleasure once more to welcome over to the studios several individuals who are participating in that 2009 Fusarium Research Workshop here at Kansas State at the Plant Pathology Department. I want to bring in your colleague who's also serving as an instructor at the Fusarium Laboratory Workshop this year. He's from a bit closer to home, the University of Missouri at Kansas City, UMKC for short, and its School of Biological Sciences, Kevin McCluskey. Kevin, there is a special center that you're involved with there as well.
Yes, I'm the curator of the Fungal Genetic Stock Center, which is an international repository. We maintain and distribute cultures of genetically characterized fungi. In the years when the Fungal Genetic Stock Center was at the University of Kansas Medical Center, we would distribute about 1,000 strains a year. Now with the systematically deleted strains, we've been able to distribute, well, for example, last year over 72,000 strains. These are to researchers in the United States as well as Europe, Asia, Australia. Canada is one of our main clients. About half of the materials we distribute are to domestic clients and half are to foreign clients, about 30 different countries every year.
How you maintain such a repository for availability to the scientific community? That's no small task, is it?
Fortunately, these fungi are very easy to maintain. Mm-hmm. The Stock Center has been supported by the National Science Foundation since its founding in 1960. We're having our 50th anniversary next year. The fungi are stored in suspended animation in test tubes, and when you want to grow one up, you just access the test tube and sprinkle out a little bit of the basically sand inside it, and the organism will grow up. My daughter pointed out they're like time travelers. You put them in these stocks, you preserve them, and they're as they were for as many as 50 years. The oldest stocks that we have were preserved in the early 1940s, and they're still viable.
What are the main challenges to the center and maintaining, again, this resource of fungal material for use in research?
Well, one issue is, of course, funding. The Stock Center is very small. Right now we have two full-time staff members, myself and an assistant curator. We're very fortunate to have been to have received continual support from the National Science Foundation, but that is a contingent on our continuing progress. Progress itself is a challenge. In the 1970s and 1980s, people started doing work with molecular genetics, and the Stock Center fortunately adapted to those changes. For many years, they distributed what are called gene libraries, as people would use those in their research to identify genes and genetic characteristics in these organisms. We've also branched out to accept materials from the medical mycology community, so we now have gene deletion sets for Cryptococcus neoformans, which is a human pathogen, especially important in immunocompromised patients. And the National Institutes of Health recently funded a project to create gene deletion sets for Aspergillus nigellans, which is an important model for human and plant pathogenic fungi.
From a plant researcher point of view, John and Yinwan, for that matter, this kind of service has to be invaluable, isn't it?
Oh, the Fungal Genetic Stock Center is a key, because you send all of your important stuff there, and you know that if you were to have a fire in the building, or if your storage facilities go down because, for example, a tornado comes through campus,
that would happen.
It never happened here, of course. that the things that you need to keep your program running are someplace else. Another thing that's important is once you send things to the Stock Center, they're freely available to the rest of the scientific community. And that means that other people can take what you've started with, and usually by the time you send it to the Stock Center, you've exhausted most of your good ideas for what to do with it. But somebody else can look at it a year, 5 years, 10 years later and go, well, now that looks just like what I need to do another kind of experiment. And it's not then a problem that you might have lost it, because you know that Kevin and the people who work with him will have taken care of it, and it will be available, and people will be able to get it and use it. I know you've got some good stories about mm-hmm. that, Kevin.
Sure. One of the best is a mutant of Neurospora called osmotically sensitive number 2, OS2. And for years, people would use that maybe once or twice a year as just a genetic marker. Through the 80s and 90s, I don't think we distributed it ever. And then in 1999, it was demonstrated that OS2 conferred resistance to fungicides, and that became our most popular strain. If we didn't have a collection like the FGSC to maintain these materials, they probably would not have been available to the modern researchers investigating fungicide resistance in fungi.
crop producers understand the importance of that.
This is Agriculture Today.